Milo Yiannopoulos could be deported without a chance to return. By Marianne Angela on August 28, 2026. Milo Yiannopoulos may be permanently barred from returning to the United States after his expected deportation, according to a Department of Homeland Security, DHS, post about his arrest. DHS said illegal aliens who voluntarily leave through the CBP Home app could preserve their ability to return legally. Being in detention is a choice. We encourage all illegal aliens to take control of their departure with the CBP Home app. The United States is offering illegal aliens $3,000 and a free flight to self-deport now, DHS said. On August 27, ICE arrested Milo Yiannopoulos, an illegal alien from the United Kingdom, at the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport, MSY in Kenner, Louisiana. Yiannopoulos legally entered the country on May 14, 2019, through New York City, New York. He chose to. pic.twitter.com/dbi8z6pi. Homeland Security, at DHSCOF, August 28, 2026. We encourage every person here illegally to take advantage of this offer and reserve the chance to come back to the U.S. the right legal way to live the American dream. If not, you will be arrested and deported without a chance to return. Although DHS did not explicitly say Yiannopoulos would be permanently barred, the warning appeared to suggest he may have lost the opportunity to return. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested Yiannopoulos, a British national, at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport in Louisiana on August 27, according to DHS. Yiannopoulos legally entered the United States through New York City on May 14, 2019, but remained in the country beyond the period he was allowed to stay. He chose to overstay his welcome in violation of our nation's laws, DHS said. An immigration judge issued a final order for his removal on July 22 after he failed to appear for an immigration hearing. DHS said he will remain in ICE custody until he is removed from the country. Yiannopoulos, a former Breitbart employee, left Breitbart News in February 2017.